This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is Jones and Keefe.
1-2. Sosa takes outside ball two. Just resisted on a slider away.
Uh-oh.
And it's 2-2.
He's asking for catcher's interference here.
And now the home plate umpire, Quinn Walcott, is looking into the Phillies' dugout to see if they want another look at this. Now Walcott's coming over toward Alex Cora to explain.
Crew chief.
The Phillies do have enough of an argument. Narvaez is out at the mound looking forlorn after sharing a quick word with Alex Bregman.
Carlos's body language tells you the whole story. He knows. I mean, the bat hit the glove.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. There is catcher's interference. Batters are running first base. Everyone's dancing.
Have you ever seen that? A game ends with an automatic runner scoring from third on an overturned catcher's interference. And the Phillies have won it 3-2 in the opener at Citizens Bank Park in 10 innings.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for history, Keefe?
Oh, I love history. You know what, Jones? I was a history minor at Hobart College.
Wow.
I minored in history, so I know a little bit about history.
Sick brag, bro.
No big deal, kind of a big deal.
I mean, speaking of history, that might set the record for the earliest.
Earliest brag.
Earliest brag. It's right
on
up there.
On record.
If the official show historian wants to track
history
that for
minor.
Us. You could. Yeah, I feel like this has come up on the show
don't
before.
Don't give me any kind of trivia. Don't try to stump me. Don't know gotcha media right now. I'm just letting you know what it was.
I showed up at the end of my senior year at Northeastern, and I go,
sick brag,
thank you,
bro.
Thank you. And I go, hey, I'm thinking about minor. I don't even remember what it was. I'm thinking about minoring in this. They're like, it's too late for you.
A little late,
they're like,
pal.
You'll be lucky if you graduate.
A little late.
Never mind minoring. Ah, you know, Keith, they say every day you show up to the ballpark, the fun thing about baseball, you never know what you're going to see.
You never know. That's why they play the games, Jones.
In our lifetimes, maybe Charlie Morton's lifetime.
Charlie Morton's seen it.
But in our lifetimes, we've never seen a game end the way it did last night.
No, we haven't. That's why it's both a beautiful game, but also a maddening, frustrating game as well. Like, what a brutal way to end. It's almost like you kind of add it to the pile, depending on how this season goes. Right, there's still a lot of time left. I know it doesn't look great after the All-Star break. But when you're just like adding up things that have happened to this team, where there's like running into outs, running into each other in the field, throwing the ball all around for like inside the park home runs, losing on a catcher's interference goes right to the top of the list. Now, I don't think they're necessarily going to win the game. Right, the sacks were packed, nobody out. I don't think if Narvaez just catches it normally, maybe they lose 2 seconds later. But it is just kind of comical that, like, oh, how'd you lose? Another extra inning game. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, specifically, how'd you lose? Oh, catcher's interference.
So, I agree with you. They were losing that game either way. This is not, like, crying about the umpires or anything like that.
But it's just ridiculous.
It's just only this team.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily mean this year's version, but, like, only this Red Sox club under Alex Cora, which has been going on for years, they're just not exactly the brightest team. Now, hopefully this year they have more talent to overcome it. Hopefully.
Yeah.
And I think they do. But this was a different kind of loss than the two to the Cubs. The two to the Cubs, all right, you run into good pitchers on the other end. The offense is quiet, fine. This one, it kind of felt like they had Wheeler's number early in the game. Durant starts it off with a leadoff home run. He wasn't sharp. It was almost like Crochet on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, you watched Wheeler. He didn't really have his best stuff. They made him work. They got him out of the game after six.
Right, but still nasty. He's one of, like, the five or six nasty guys. You're right. Bad game. Not even a bad game, but, like, not his best stuff. Six innings, 10 Ks, two runs.
But it felt like they were right on the verge of, like, four or five runs, but they couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
And that was frustrating. Then you get into the bullpen. Like, Chapman has this awesome moment. He blows away Bryce Harper, stares him down, 100 miles an hour, power on power.
Bad
like
ass.
All this great stuff.
Yep.
And then your guy, Keith.
Yeah, I may have been a little ahead of this. I might have jinxed my guy.
You want a mea culpa on Jordan Hicks?
Yeah, I think I'm off of Jordan Hicks now.
His 10th inning, he comes in. He walks a guy trying to bunt.
Tough luck loss for Jordan Hicks. Didn't give up a hit or an earned run. Takes the loss.
Harrison Hicks. They both suck.
Yeah, I'm back on that.
After the Red Sox do nothing in the top of the 10th, Jaron Duran's up 2-0.
Yeah.
Ghost runner on second. You can't come through. So they don't score, and you knew they're in trouble in the top of the 10th when they don't score. But you get to the bottom.
Couldn't really find the strike zone last night.
Hicks, four-pitch walk on a guy trying to bunt.
Yeah.
Wild pitch, runners to second and third. Intentionally walks.
Well, yeah.
Max Kepler. Gotta get a force in.
Hey, guys, force anywhere. Plays at home.
He starts ahead 0-2 on Sosa. You're like, okay, man, a strikeout here.
He's got good stuff.
And you lose on the catcher's interference.
Yeah, just kind of hang back a little bit more. Needed you to be back a little bit more there with your mitt.
It's the second time in baseball history. The previous time a game ended on a catcher's interference, Dodgers and Reds, in 1971, Keith.
Yeah.
This is the first time since then, the only time that's happened. Terp had a good number two on all the Red Sox catcher's interference this year. They lead baseball with Castig, if you want to stand by on this one, 7 catcher's interferences this year.
7!
That's a lot of catcher's interferences.
Leads Major League Baseball. And I'll add parenthetically on top of it, last night, Narvaez kind of stunk.
Yeah, he does.
Pass ball. I don't know if he got credited with the second pass ball or if that was a wild pitch to Chapman that he let go by, but not a good defensive night for Narvaez and just an uninspiring way to lose a baseball game.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Narvaez also leads the majors in throwing runners out.
So
I wonder if they're related in any way. Like, does he feel like he needs to, like, get a little bit closer to the ball
His explanation last night, or maybe I was listening to Will. I heard this after the game, and I found it interesting. It helps with pitch framing. Like, the closer you are to the plate, that helps with pitch framing. He's also a very good pitch framer.
So is this one of those, you know, it giveth and it taketh away? You kind of need to be aggressive? Because going into this, Nick can attest to it. He's our resident defensive metrics guy. Narvaez is one of the best defensive catchers in baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't look like it last night.
He had a bad night. I'm not saying he's bad defensively,
but style. Because I think the easy reaction would be after losing a game via catcher's interference, you're like, hey, dude, back up. Back up a little bit. Don't let that happen.
Well, Narvaez did say after the game, they have, like, scouting reports on all these hitters where Veritek is like, get closer to the plate on this guy, back up on that guy. And so, I don't know, that's something I'd never really spend time thinking about, but I found it interesting.
But obviously that scouting report hasn't been going great if they lead the league in catcher's interference.
No, that's fair point.
But it's
that's
also
on you, Veritek.
But then I guess the flip side would be, and this would be a good question for Alex Cora, not to tell the afternoon show how to do their job, but if you ask Alex Cora that.
Goodness.
I'm just throwing this out there. We don't have a chance to talk to him. So if Hart Fitz, you want to ask him this?
Somewhere Hart pounded his teeny tiny little fist into a desk. Into a children's size desk.
My thought would be like, is it more of a benefit overall? Like, do you feel like you are framing more pitches and you're throwing more guys out on the bases?
And
if the answer is yes, then sure. Then like over the course of the year, you take a few catcher's interference, but you're getting X number more strikes calls and you're throwing guys out. I would say it probably more than evens out, and maybe you continue to do the same strategy, even though it's now under a microscope. Because if you ask somebody yesterday, how many catcher's interference do they have all year? Nobody would know the answer. But then they lose the game that way, and now it's like, oh, they lead the league. There's seven of them, and like, what are they doing? But it probably feels like just keep doing what you're doing. That's more bad luck, really, than anything else.
So I would tend to agree. Like, it's not good to lead the league in a bad stat.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it helps you pitch frame and throw guys out, the trade-off is probably worth it. Last night is just under such a microscope. It's just such a horrendous way to lose a game. It's just
ridiculous.
It just feels like such a kick in the nuts.
Yep.
And again, they were going to lose either way. No one's blaming the umpires. No one's really even, you know, blaming that play.
Yeah, sacks packed, nobody out.
Hicks, I don't think, had it last
Hicks
night.
Didn't have it last night, but he had it the day before, though.
I don't think he really had it in that spot. So
he was throwing gas the other day.
They're losing the game either way. There's a million different things to blame them for. Again, not coming through with their own ghost runner on in the top of the tip. Maybe score,
yeah,
and you have a little more good leeway.
Yeah.
So no one's blaming the loss on that play, but it is how the game ended. And it's such a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. You can discuss the way the Red Sox lost that game last night, finding new ways to lose,
yeah,
and the overall trajectory of the club. You can interact, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Keep an eye out there. We have our tiers coming up at 11 o'clock today.
Whoa!
Not 11:30.
What happened?
We're going to tier off the Patriots positional groups.
Yes.
So keep an eye on Twitter.
Day before camp. We'll be at camp. Very excited about that.
Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Right. We'll be there tomorrow.
No doubt.
You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. And watch on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI. You can watch Tom Curran there. He'll be at 12:30 today on a Tommy Tuesday. So mark that down. You can also listen live when we do Kiefer Madness at 12:45. On the Odyssey app, AUDACY, get it on your phone, free, easy, take it with you wherever you go. You can also tune in on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps as well. Real quick, this is Narvaez after the game discussing the brutal way the Red Sox lost last night.
It sucks. Like, we don't want to lose a game, especially in that way. You know what I mean? Bases loaded, like, extra inning, facing one of the best teams, you know what I mean? We were there in the game, like, sucks. Like I say, I take accountability on that one. Got to go forward. We got another one tomorrow.
Okay, another one to go. Yeah. As he said, you don't want to give any games away for the Red Sox. Offense quiet again, Keith.
Yeah, Dave, it started really nice.
It started about as good as you could start.
Can't do better.
Then it dried up.
It sure did.
How concerned should we be about the direction of the team in the second half? They've dropped 3 out of 4 against quality opponents. And how concerned should we be about the offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, versus good pitching, unfortunately, they have not been able to have a ton of success. You know, they've been able to smack around some bad pitching throughout the year. And this is a run now where those three pitchers for the Cubs were all good. They held them in check. Zach Wheeler's probably going to win the Cy Young in the National League. So on the one end, you could look at it and say, well, you're not going to face Zach Wheeler every single night. You're not going to face him again this year. You're not going to face some of the guys from the Cubs.
What?
Oh, tonight?
No, I was just saying you might get him again, you know,
in the World Series.
In the Jones preseason predicted World Series. I think Billy had that World Series as well. You might get Zach Wheeler.
Good point. But no, they still got to find ways to win. It also is why I think adding another bat is important. I think if you can add a guy that plays first base, ideally right-handed, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If he happens to be a lefty power bat, then so be it. Figure out your lineup accordingly. These are some good pitchers that they faced, and you hope that when they do start to face some guys that are a little bit more league average, you kind of beat up on those guys, right? I mean, Zach Wheeler mows down most teams. I mean, that's why he's going to win the Cy Young. The guys for Chicago have all had really good years, too. They've held teams in check. So I'm not going to freak out over it necessarily. It's not the best trend in the world. You know, they didn't score a lot of runs in the Rays series, but they found ways to win each and every game prior to that. So yeah, this has been a tough 4-game stretch right off the rip, but I'm not ready to bail on them yet.
So I'm looking at, because I do think there's a fallacy on the Red Sox, they don't play well against good teams. I think that's incorrect.
It's not good teams. I think it's like aces.
No. So I would agree with that nuance, to be honest. Like, they're 5-1 against the Yankees.
Yep.
They're 8-2 against Tampa. You know, look at other teams that are in the playoff picture in the American League. They got swept by Detroit,
right.
So throw them out. Cleveland's playing very well. They won a series against Cleveland earlier this year. They split with Seattle, who they're duking it out with for a playoff spot. They haven't played Houston yet.
Right.
That's pretty much the playoff picture in the American League. Oh, I'm sorry. And the Blue Jays destroyed them. But that's pretty much the playoff picture in the American League. I don't think they can't beat good teams.
Right.
They might have trouble against real high-end pitching, which is why a bat is rapidly.
I know.
Rapidly moving up my list for what this team needs, and you just highlighted it. First base, DH, right hand.
Well, let me also introduce this to you, and I know neither one of us are huge fans, Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler, pitching the way he's pitched, I know you're making a face. People can't see it if they're not watching on Twitch or YouTube, but you're making a real face. But if Walker Buehler, and we said the same thing about Giolito and Bayo. It was like, I don't really trust him. It's like, oh, another good one? Oh, another good one. Oh, another good one. So if Walker Buehler, who went 7 innings, 1 earned yesterday, prior to that against Tampa, 6 innings, 3 runs. Not amazing, but that's a quality start. Prior to that, it was 5 innings, 3 runs, but 2 of them were earned. So this month, 3 starts, ERA of 3.
Yeah, his season ERA has dropped from 6.45 to 5.72.
He's taking quite a
chunk out of that.
I'm not trying to rely on him. However, does that change at all when you see the team struggling against good pitching?
I hope not.
Still want a starting pitcher over a bat?
Well, I would just...
I want both, but like if you had to pick one, I wonder if Walker Buehler changes the equation
at all.
Well,
to me, I don't even factor Walker Buehler into it. So I might still want a bat more than an arm, but I if they're relying on Walker Buehler for anything, they're morons. And I've been bullish on
Breslow. He had a tough month of June. ERA was over 11 for June. Other than that, he's kind of an average pitcher, though.
I was looking it up last night in the middle of the game. So, first of all, credit to Cora. I would have pulled Buehler after 5. I know the pitch count was low. I would have got Buehler the hell out of there after 5. I thought they were so lucky to survive where they were at.
Oh,
I would have gotten
like,
him out.
He pit, was it like a 9-pitch 7th or whatever?
Then
he was electric.
They brought him back out for the 6th. I'm like, well, definitely get him out now.
No.
They brought him out for the 7th. I'm like, here we go.
What are we doing?
And so, credit to Cora.
That is awesome.
I would have pulled Buehler so much earlier than he did, and he came through in that spot. I was looking it up in the middle of the game, though, Keith. I'm like... Buehler is pitching a little better.
Yeah.
Is it because he's been in the National League his whole career and now he's seeing National League teams again? I looked up his splits. He's been destroyed by National League teams earlier this season. I think he had a 6
yeah,
ERA.
The Braves smacked him around.
Yeah, I think he had a 6 ERA against the NL going into that start last night.
Cardinals smacked him around. It's not that.
So I was like, maybe that's what's going on. He's pitching better against the NL. No.
No.
I just think he was so bad, he's probably due for a couple of good starts. That doesn't mean, to me, they should rely on
him. Did you see his quotes, though, after the game? He was talking about how... Like he basically, it sounds like a guy who hears everything, and he's talking about how people are already like projecting the playoff rotation, and he's not in it.
Yeah, so he just wants to stay in the discussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did see that.
So I mean, whatever, like whatever your motivation happens to be, great. Give me more of the games like that.
That's better than it was because he was debating if he belonged in baseball or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, right. We were debating if he should be DFA'd.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Now you're like, can he stay on as the 4th starter for the rest of the year? Now, ideally, you add both a bat and a pitcher, and there's no rule that says you can't. You know, last year, again, I go back to last year a lot. Just do what you did last year, but better versions of each guy. That's what they're in the same spot. They added 2 relievers, a starting pitcher, and a right-handed hitter, but they were all below average players. The same positions, maybe you don't need 2, maybe 1 reliever, 1 starter, 1 bat, but actually invest in the team. I know it's a rocky start, and this unfortunately might be going into like Breslow and the nerds might be looking at it and be like, see? 10-game win streak, that's an outlier. This is what the team is. And then maybe they don't buy, which I think would be really disappointing.
That would be I would flip almost overnight on my guy Breslow.
Yeah.
I have faith they're going to buy, but if I'm wrong and they sit this out, or heaven forbid they sell or something like that, just because they think the 10-game win streak that they had was a fluke, then I would flip on my guy Breslow pretty quick. I don't think that's going to happen, but I would. I'll tell you what, there was a story at ESPN. We'll read it coming up, but there was a story at ESPN. Is it Jesse Rogers talked to the Red Sox assistant GM? I was encouraged by the comments there. They're not talking like a team that believes they just got hot for 10 games.
Good.
I think they're talking like a team that felt like those 10 games represented what they were waiting for months and months and months for the team to
Because you
up.
Could read between the lines on Breslow last year and Heim Bloom the previous two. Where obviously they wouldn't just come right out and tell you we're sellers or we're not going to make the playoffs, but they would talk about like playoff odds. There was also like the step. Remember, there was the quote about like you don't want to steal future wins for present wins, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of talk and like a lot of different like phrases they would throw around. Where if you were paying attention, you're like, oh, this team is not buying. Whereas I do feel like this year has been a little bit different. Whether it's Breslow speaking, so I guess I'll take that as a positive. But again. Still has to do something.
And again, people keep referencing. We talked about this yesterday. The Terp stat of the week.
Oh, yes. He's in line for it.
Hat tip to Dan Patrick. The American League is worse. They're in basically the same spot record-wise as they've been the last few years, but right now they're tied for the second wild card.
Yeah.
They lost last night. So did the Yankees, Mariners, and Rays. So that's a missed opportunity.
The American League's bad.
No, like they could have moved up. That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, right.
But they didn't lose any ground with that loss last night.
Nope.
So they're right in the mix, and they're more in the mix than they have been the last few years. It would be inexcusable not to buy at this deadline. How bad was last night's loss? Red Sox inventing new ways to lose these games. Are they worth investing in, and where are you investing? We just debated, is it a pitcher? Does Walker Buehler make you look more to a bat? Because let's face it, the Red Sox haven't hit really over the last five or six games, even predating the All-Star break. So how do you fix that? 617-779-7937. A reminder, it's a Tier Tuesday at 11. We're moving the tiers to 11 o'clock because Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, speaks at 11:30,
right,
leading up to training camp tomorrow. Keith and I will be in attendance at Gillette Stadium. Mike Vrabel, you're here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to five players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Today at 11:30 on Jones and Keefe. We have Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday, 12:30. Kiefer Madness at 12:45. So a busy, busy day. Let's get into the Red Sox and the trade deadline. What's your trust level in Craig Breslow? We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to five players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.